it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
What's going on, all you lovely Buckeye fans? I hope you're having a great Thursday. Best day of the week. Ladies' night. Thirsty Thursday. All those things. The Sweet 16 returns. It's opening day. We had a spring practice. We've got an Austin Ward report. We'll do some beers and Buckeyes on a Friday tomorrow with our good buddy Patrick Murphy. Some things shuffling around as we get to close to the end of the Blue Jacket season here. But my goodness. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch some ball. Stings that the Buckeye hoop season is already done. But I mean, we almost made it to April anyway, and we kind of knew what we were dealing with. So as I said before, we'll get some thoughts from Jameson Battle. He was on Rothman and Ice today. One of my favorite Buckeyes, maybe my favorite Buckeye on the basketball team this season, right up there with Bruce Thornton. But you never know how transfers are going to work out, right? When guys have accomplished certain things at other big-time programs, high majors. You know, he was in Minnesota. I wouldn't maybe not call Minnesota a big-time program, but a Big Ten school, and he put up a lot of points. You had expectations for him. You needed him to be a big-time contributor, to be a good team, and he was. None of the things that happened this year I would put squarely on Jameson Battle's shoulders. So it's nice to see what he did, and he actually had a little bit of news. We'll get to that in a second. I wanted to start with this article that I saw. So you might have seen that Jim Harbaugh brought back the third base comment to talk about how he's getting the ball rolling with the Chargers. Okay, look, clearly he's wired in that kind of way. When he's used a comment before and it's been buzzy, certainly as that one was when he used it in the Ohio State context, that first time he got that win, he was like, oh man, he had bullets in the chamber, right? Ready to fire. Oh, you know, some people were born on third base and thought they hit a triple. All right. All right. Well done, Jim. You can have that one, right? You won the game. Look, Ryan Day said something about hanging 100 on him, and the story behind that, there's a lot behind that story. Supposedly, Jim Harbaugh was trying to needle Ohio State for some ridiculous stuff. You talk about being a tattle, right? We talked about the Dave Matthews Band tickets on Man and Bone there about, you know, should you actually tell on somebody if they were buying the tickets in the warehouse, the secret club, and you're not supposed to do that. Jim Harbaugh was, I believe, kind of tattling on Ohio State for some really mundane stuff, like analysts maybe stepping foot on a practice field in the offseason and coaching for 10 seconds. Those are the rules that when you break, it really doesn't mean anything. And when you self-report and you just come clean, funny that we're talking about this, right? When Jim Harbaugh is the subject, you just say, oh, my bad. It's cool. And so that happened, whatever. He won the game. He used the third base comment and he said it here a couple days ago, earlier this week, when talking about the Chargers. Now he's building that thing back up, right? He's a head coach in the NFL. And again, I guess he's going to act like he's in the cellar. Now look, the Chargers have had a really, really good roster. You've got Justin Herbert, right? Talent alone. Is anybody ranking Justin Herbert outside of the top 10 quarterbacks right now today in the NFL? I think arguably, and that's why Jim Harbaugh got the job, because he can do some things with quarterbacks. Justin Herbert needs to be operating at least as a top 5 quarterback in the NFL because that kind of talent. But he said everybody in that building, no one was born on third base. Everyone had to work their way to first. Okay. All right. We're talking about a bunch of NFL athletes. Now, look, they all have come from different backgrounds. We could go and analyze every single guy up and down the 53-man roster. But when it's all said and done, you're going to get to some guys that came from privileged backgrounds, right? That got to go to really good schools, guys that are making hundreds of millions of dollars right now, guys that are loaded with talent. That team had been underperforming. You are there, and you're going to be expected to get them right back to playoff contention in year one. But the article that I point to was in Yahoo, spoke about this, and this was written by someone named Isaiah Hull. It's just great because it was Name That Hole Thursday on Man and Bone, and I've got an Isaiah Hole right here. That's not, I can't throw out A-hole, B-hole, or anything. I've never met the man. He could be a pleasant, sweet guy.
Probably an A-hole, though.
Sweet guy.
Probably safe to say.
And a hell of a good cook, too. Isaiah Hull. He said, just because of what some people will comment on Twitter, and you got to think about it too, there's a rivalry here between Michigan and Ohio State. A lot of times we do this just because we get a kick out of this. It's not that we don't understand things or what their meaning is, Bodie. And when he writes an article that says Ohio State fans still, meaning we never got it in the first place, still don't get Jim Harbaugh's third base comment. I'm telling you, buddy, we got it fine. Harbaugh said what he said. It was a ridiculous comment at the beginning, and it's still ridiculous today. I fully understand it, but you're not just implying that Ryan Day started on third base, started, you know, way off in the future on a national championship run because of what Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer had built up before he came here. Harbaugh was also implying that he doesn't even know it, that he doesn't even have any respect or appreciation for it. And who would ever tell you something like that about Ryan Day? Ryan Day was here coaching under Urban Meyer. He knew exactly the program, the recruiting base, the fan base, the power, the brand, everything that Ohio State was. He knew all about that. But I say to this, before Ohio State started kicking Michigan's ass in football every single year, that took a lot of hard work. It wasn't that way. It was a nip and tuck. You had the 10-year war. You had Michigan kicking Ohio State's ass a little bit. Ohio State was always trailing mightily in the all-time series until that 20-year stretch where they had to catch up a lot. That was hard work. That wasn't anybody being born on third base and thinking that they hit a triple. Who thought that they hit a triple in this scenario? You want to say that you were born on third base? It's ridiculous. Go ahead and say it. I'll allow it. You won the game. You're going to do some trash talk. Okay, we've done some trash talk here. But to act like Buckeye fans don't understand it just because you look on the tweet and see what some people are saying and you see that Albert Breer, who's an NFL reporter, and he has a witty comment in there where he just says, no comment. To what? That's funny. We get what that is. We get what he's doing. Jim Harbaugh is a weirdo, okay? He is a weirdo, and if you don't understand that, I don't know how you don't get what a weird guy Jim Harbaugh is, was, still is, going to be, all of that. Look, minus the cheating scandal that happened that he tried to run from or say he had no idea what was happening, he won the games on the field. And I said, right at the beginning, Bodie, right? No matter what happened with all of the cheating scandal, I'm not going to be able to do much with it if Ohio State couldn't stop the streak and go and win it. I'm not going to be crying and, you know, losing sleep and trying to excuse the loss. Put it that way. I'm not going to just simply excuse the losing for Ohio State because of the sign stealing scandal. It was wrong. There's a little bit of an advantage, but that happened. So To throw that back at Ohio State's face, I saw that today. I thought that was completely ridiculous. I don't know if you did, but that one irked me a bit.
Yeah, well, I would say one of two things there. First off, to suggest that people didn't understand what Harbaugh was saying is just insane. Everybody knew exactly what he was saying. You could say it's right, you could say it's wrong,
whatever. It's
pretty
easy comment to understand.
It's not like a very complex statement that he made. Everybody's heard the term, like, oh, you were born on, you know, born on third base thinking you hit a triple. People use that in a lot of facts of life, a lot of manners of life, not just sports. And then second off, I don't care what side of this whole thing you're on or whatever, to suggest that what people say on Twitter is like the, you know, by all means, that's what the Ohio State fan base thinks.
That speaks for everybody in the fan base.
It's just absolutely insane. For absolutely anything. You could go on Twitter right now and say, hey, guys, happy Thursday, March 28th. And people would probably tweet at you, be like, actually, it's almost Friday. So, people will argue about anything on Twitter. Most of the time, they're hiding behind fake names and fake profile pictures and whatnot. But to go on Twitter and suggest that because a couple people said whatever, that speaks for the entire fan base is just ridiculous.
I like Sully, who tweeted the show, and you guys can follow along and tweet us here at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. He said he was born in the batter's box, and it took him almost a decade to get his first hit. Right, that's fair. Your admission to act like, oh, poor me, how can I do anything? Because Michigan football had been getting its ass kicked by Ohio State for a while. Well, what did you want us to do? Not win? Like, no, we're going to try to keep winning these games every single year. We got work to do. This means business.
And Harbaugh was part of that losing, too, for a few years there.
He was part of that losing.
Credit to him for turning around the rivalry for them, but
two and five.
Yeah, exactly.
2-5 because he didn't coach in that third straight win.
Nonetheless, but yeah.
Sherrone Moore did that.
Yeah, Sherrone Moore already 1-0.
That was all him. That's going to be a tough year for him with everything that Jim Harbaugh left in his wake.
Yeah, no question.
On his way out the door. But we got a lot to do. We got a lot to do in the second segment coming up here, including a spring practice report. Tight ends, I saw, were speaking. That's a very important position group. Maybe Austin has a thought bubble on those guys. We will see. It's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destined. Fan. Preseason, midseason, offseason. We keep on rolling. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Spring season two. I'm Timmy Hall. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Thursday. A little thirsty Thursday here. Best night of the week. Sweet 16 going on today. Right in the middle of spring practice. We'll get Austin Ward on in just a second to get that report. First, I got to tell you about my guys at Tri-State Men's Health. They can help with an issue that affects men of a certain age. I'm talking about erectile dysfunction. You know, ED can be a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to things like depression, distancing, conflicts. We don't want to be conflicted. We don't want to start conflicts. Even breakups and divorce. That's the worst. And what's so disturbing about this, most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but there's a stigma about it. A lot of guys don't seek treatment. They don't feel like doing it. They're embarrassed. They should. Tri-State Men's Health treatments, they can work when the pills or herbals fail. They've got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Think about that. And some treatments can have you last an hour or more. My goodness. Tri-State Men's Health has six locations now. Cincy, Dayton, two here in Central Ohio, the one in Hilliard that I go to, and Westerville, Louisville, and a new office in Kentucky. So call them. They'll set you up. 800-900-9654 or check it out at tristatemenshealth.com. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Initial visit is only $99. They can do a lot for you and help you get on your way. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. All right. Austin, I promise you, we're not going to screw it up this time. It's time for a report.
Oh, hey, it's Skinny Austin Ward. It's time for a Buckeye Spring Practice Update.
Hello? Hello? Austin? Can you hear me?
We only have one shot at it. Are you sure you don't want to mess it up just to keep the streak alive?
I tried to mess it up a little bit. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Great to be back with you. 2 days of media availability this week with the Buckeyes ahead of the big one on Saturday, Student Appreciation Day, scrimmage, and fully open practice for the media. That's probably the best day on the calendar right now for at least covering the Buckeyes.
So what was buzzing today? We're about halfway through spring football practice now.
Yeah, this week has been dominated by a conversation about the tight ends and defensive line, which is not the sexiest groups, at least the defensive line, certainly with the Rushmen, have loaded up to come back. The conversation about bringing along Caden Curry and Kenyatta Jackson, that next wave behind Jack and JT, is pretty interesting. But I think it's really the growth and development of the defensive tackles that can help take this group as a whole to another level. Caden McDonald, Jason Moore, Hero Canoe really are generating a lot of conversation, not just from Larry Johnson, but even in the previous open viewing periods we had early in spring. I mean, these guys are it's like they drew them up in a lab. And they have every physical tool you could need. They're motivated to push. Of course, you have Tyleek and Ty Hamilton at the top of the list there, but it's remarkable just to go into the practice field or talk to these guys after a practice and see what Ohio State has loaded up on the defensive line. It's honestly got to be scary for any offensive linemen that have to be on this schedule next fall.
No doubt, Austin. And look, when I say goodbye to you, I'm going to play a little clip from Larry Johnson that you were there for. He's talking about Ty. But I'll ask you about the tight ends real quick, because I think that's the more interesting position group. Are you confident in any of these guys that, you know, who's the for sure starter going to be that can follow in Cade Stover's footsteps yet? G. Scott might be the obvious answer, but could it be somebody else?
Yeah, I still think that when the dust settles and when Will Kazmarek gets his feet under him a little bit more, as more practices are under his belt, he will eventually be that guy. I've seen both after practice this morning and on Tuesday, him staying after to run some routes with the three quarterbacks at the top there, with Lincoln Keenholtz, Devin Brown, and Will Howard. I think that he's got the things that you need to take the mantle up for Cade Stover with him off to the NFL draft. But G. Scott's veteran ability is certainly critical, the leadership he's providing in there. You've got Jelani Thurman into year two, understanding what's being asked of him as a blocker. He talked about that a lot this morning. So I think that there are all the pieces there for that group to get where it needs to be for Ohio State, but they aren't there yet. They don't have to be after seven practices, but that's what they've got ahead of them for sure.
All right, good stuff, Austin. Always appreciate the report. I'm seeing a lot of mid-60s once the rain clears next week. Dust the sticks off, man. Coming for you this year.
It's that time. Let's get it going.
I love it. Austin, we'll talk soon.
All right, see you, buddy.
There he goes. Austin Ward, our Ohio State football insider right here on The Fan, also with the podcast. He does great stuff, covers the Buckeyes as well as anybody in this town. That's why we like him here at The Fan. So I said, Larry Johnson, he is the Lord. He's the Lord of the manor when it comes to the defensive line. He knows how to teach these guys. He knows how to coach them. He can still go out there and recruit them. It was a very interesting recruitment from Edrick Houston, where he talked about how he had him and then communication was completely cut off. But luckily, they got the five-star guy in the end. But this one's about who I think is a really underrated player on that defense. And just listen to how he glows about defensive tackle from Pickerington, from Central Ohio, in Ty Hamilton, what he's going to do this year.
Ty is a hammer. Ty is a physical player inside. If you watch his play from last year, there's time where we call it bobble down. He's just taking it center and just shaking his head. Very strong, very physical. And the thing that we did well last year, we tackled well on the inside. And that was Tyleek, and Ty did a really great job. Mike really did a good job of managing the middle of the other defense. And Ty, to me, is a sleeping giant. He really is, because he makes us go. He makes us go. He's smart. He's a leader. And he knew exactly what he wants to do. And I love that about Ty.
You know, that's good. And you have seen some guys really step up and perform well in the last couple of years in that interior spot. It just always seems to be the sexier position. And I get it, to play on the edge because of the money you can make at the next level and because of the Bosas and Chase Young. And when you're such a highly touted recruit like Jack Sawyer or JT Tuimoloau, I know how that's going to gobble up a lot of the airtime. I do get it. But It's impressive what you've seen from guys like Mike Hall Jr. and Tyleek Williams and what Ty Hamilton is shaking out to be. And you heard Austin mention McDonald, who's an up-and-comer. And when you saw him get in the game and spot time last season, he did some really good things. And Hero Canoe, another one of those guys as well, coming over from Germany. Really cool story. I love it. So there's some Buckeye spring football for today. I mentioned Jameson Battle, departing Ohio State basketball player, on with Rothman and Ice today, actually told me something, actually broke a little news about himself, which I thought was cool. He's actually got plans for the Final Four weekend. If you forgot about this little event that they have, it's pretty cool. I've watched it a ton in the past. Jameson's going to be taking part in it.
Oh, yeah, yep. So I'm going to do the three-point contest out there, and then I think it's not confirmed yet, but I think I'm doing the Reese's All-Star game, the senior game as well. On that Friday, I want to say. So I'm excited. You know, it's just an opportunity to keep playing and also get a chance to play. You know, I think the 3-point contest is at GCU, and then playing the big stadium for the All-Star game, which is super exciting, and it's an unbelievable opportunity.
You know, for a second there, I didn't even know there was a Reese's All-Star college basketball game. I had to Google that. looked it up, and it had taken a bit of a break since the pandemic. There hadn't been one since 2019, but it did start in 2009. So it's not something that's been going on forever, but that's cool. He is a guy that should get to participate in some events like that. I mean, Jamison Battle with no defense. Think of what he could shoot. If you gave him 100 threes in a quiet gym, how many do you think he's making, Bodie? I'll say he's making 90 out of 100.
Okay, my first thought was like 80. Yeah.
90, so, I'd say.
Yeah, we're about the same
pretty
ballpark
close.
There.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty lethal. Well, there we go. If you missed anything, please do search up the Buckeye Show anywhere you get your audio, and you can have the podcast if you miss anything. And we, of course, are brought to you by our friends at CareSource and Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. Can't wait for tomorrow. I'll be seeing you guys at 3. Jackets and Penguins up next on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.